This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning. Great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to a very special and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. I am so happy to be here in this very sacred community with you today. So with that being said, come on, let's bring our hearts and our minds together. Let's connect in together from all around these United States of America and abroad. Let's bring our hearts and our mind together because we know that there is power in numbers. And I feel like some focused, concentrated power today, moving forth throughout this entire universe. So with that being said, come on, beloved, let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, you know that when we take that healing deep breath in, we're sending a signal to every cell of our bodies that we are alive, we are well, and we are moving forward in our purpose, and we are aligning with the Holy Spirit. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, this breath sends a signal through everything in your body and tells it to calm down. It tells it to come out of that fight or flight mode and to step into divine power. One more for the power of three. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, Father, we thank you. We're so grateful for another day, for another opportunity. We are so thankful to be in the land of the living, to have another opportunity in this brand new day that's never been used before, to begin to use the power and the authority that you have granted to each and every one of us to go out and have an impact in this world. I thank you that each and every one that counted it not robbery that is on this line in this community today, that we are strengthened, we are empowered, and we are moving forward, and it is so. Again, if you're just joining me, thank you for tapping in and tuning in to this early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are in a new season. We have cleared the first 90 days in this year. And we are ready to rock and roll. We are ready to go. We are ready to move forward and have a great impact. I just want to talk to your hearts this morning. And I want to talk really from the heart today, because what comes from the heart will reach the heart. I want to read something from you from a manifestation manifesto that I have by Brendan Burchard. And when it talks about the declaration of personal power, and we was talking about that supernatural ability yesterday in our global community. And Brendan Burchard says here that there comes a time in the life of those destined for greatness when we must stand before the mirror of meaning and ask, why, having been endowed with the courageous heart of a lion, do we live as mice? We must look squarely into our own tired eyes and examine why we waste so much time sniffling at every distraction, why we cower at the thought of revealing our true selves to the world, why we scurry so quickly from conflict, why we consent to play small. We must ask why we participate so humbly in society's frantic race, allowing ourselves into its maze of mediocrity and settling for scraps of reward when nature has offered us unlimited freedom, power, and abundance to the bold, the determined, the creative, the independent. To each of us, we must ask if our desires to feel safe and accepted are in fact enslaving us to popular opinion and to boredom. We must ask, when will we be ready to ascend to another level of existence? And looking at that, I want to speak to you from the heart today. I know there are many different people gathered here today in our community. And I know that there comes a time in each of our lives when sometimes you are so beat down and you're so tired of trying to make it. And it seems like you've been in the same situation over and over. And I remember coming to this place, and you don't only come here once, you may come here many times. Coming to this place, looking into the mirror of meaning and asking the question, why is it taking so long? Why can't I seem to get out? Now, I want you to follow me because this is real. There may be a time in your life where you may hit a point where it seems like you're just stuck. I had a person to tell me one time that being stuck is the order of the day, and that's where we're supposed to be, and that's just how it is. We're just not going to do anything. And I just refuse to believe that, even though there are times we all feel like that, that this is just it. This is my life. This is what I have. Stop fighting. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen. But that is just not true. That is just a lie. That's just not the truth at all. And I know sometimes when you get tired and weary, and I remember hitting this point myself, where you look in the mirror and you begin to ask questions because you get tired of hearing things like, oh, just change your way of thinking, or, you know, just, you know, get motivated, or just, you know, get some inspiration, or pull yourself up by your bootstraps, or, you know, do whatever it takes. Stop making excuses. All of those things. But then in that moment, we go through those things not for ourselves only, but also for other people that we come in contact with. While we're even in this community together, we come to places like this so that we fight through, so that we get answers even for others as we get answers for ourselves. What that did for me in that moment while I was going through that, it made me say, don't forget how you felt when you were right here, because there are many other people that feel frustrated and aggravated because they're trying to do the best they can. They're trying with all they know how, and still they're not moving and not making any progress. So I don't ever want to be the kind of person that stand before people and just beat you and say, you know, you got to do this, got to do that, got to do the other, get up, move. You know, you're lazy, you're miserable. Because sometimes people are doing all they know how to do, and they have gotten weary and even wounded in their endeavor to ascend to the next level. So I always teach you guys to be as loving to yourselves as you can, because if you want to move forward, you have to start with self-care. And you have to be loving, kind, and gentle to yourself, just as you would to a child, to a toddler, to your best friend, to your own, you know, children. We all show them compassion when they stumble, when they fall, when they seem to be stuck, but we won't give that to ourselves. So number one, you want to be loving and kind to yourself when you find yourself in a situation and you don't seem to be moving forward. You want to remember that you know, okay, just stop, you know, take that deep breath and just know that you're going to get out. Now, at some point, we come to the second phase of what I talk about all the time, that if we are given all that we have been given, why are we living so small? Why are we living so defeated? Why are we living so broke? Why are we living so lonely, so distressed and stressed out? I know with everything that is in me that we have the potential to live the kind of life that you want to live. And so at some point, we learn tools and techniques that help us do better. Because listen, if you stay stuck in your mind, just listening to your mind and listening to your mind dictating to you what you feel like and what you don't feel like, we don't get out. That's how we stay stuck. You're going to have to learn how to bypass your mind, trick your brain into action. And how you do that is that sometimes you just simply have to get up, move, and take the action without thinking about it. One of the things that we have done in our quote-unquote saved, sanctified lifestyle, and under the guise of being led by the Holy Spirit, is that we trained ourselves to always think about if you felt like it or not, you thought that it wasn't time to do it because you didn't have, like, you know, the inspiration or the motivation to do it. But motivation is a myth, really. Motivation is a myth. And what you will find out is that you have to, I call it tricking your brain. You have to trick your brain and bypass the brain and just step into action sometime. Because if you think about it, you won't take the action. So many times, it's just like in, you know, our business efforts. If you're in a business where you have to, well, all business, you have to be in contact with people. You cannot do business without contacting people. Many of us don't like to ask people for help or support. And if you have to make phone calls, if you have a customer base or a client base, and you have to call and you have to ask for business or present your business, a lot of times you will not pick up the phone and make the phone call, or you will not go and pass out the cards, or you won't go get on social media and talk about your business. Why? Because something in you is telling you to play small, to shrink, to hide, to fear rejection, to fear how people are going to look at you, and all of that stuff doesn't mean anything. None of it is all bogus. And many times I know that there's some people that can identify with this, because when you allow those feelings of resistance to kick in, it can get so strong, you may feel like you're literally going to die if you take that step. And it could be anything. Remember when I spoke to you guys about resistance? I told you that anytime you're ready to do something that's going to advance your life and allow you to impact others, resistance is going to be there. It doesn't matter if you're starting an exercise regimen, if you're starting a healthy living regimen, when you want to change your diet, where you want to do personal development, where you want to start the business, promote the business. It doesn't matter what it is. Anytime you set your compass to go forward, to go due north, resistance is going to show up. That is what we cannot plug into. That feeling of don't do it, don't go, don't move, it's going to be there. And if you pay attention to it, it gets really, really strong. So I know you can identify what resistance feel like. Have you ever got ready to exercise? I've experienced this many times. It's time to exercise. You said that you were going to get up every morning at 6 a.m. and by 6:30, you're going to be on the floor exercising. And when you wake up at 6 a.m., everything in you tells you you cannot exercise. You feel so tired. you feel like you have no energy, you feel like you can't put one foot in front of the other, and then you, if you tap into that, you will say to yourself, I can't do it. Come on, you feel that sometime every morning when it's time to go to work. When that alarm clock goes off and you know it's time to get up and your body is tired. Everything in you says, oh, just turn over and go back to sleep, right? So that resistance is always going to be there, but you all know it. How many times, for those of you, some of you are retired though, you can remember this. You got out the bed anyway. You got in the shower anyway, and you notice that within the first 5 minutes, many times, all of that tiredness and that sleep will pop up off of you because you got into action. You got into action. And it's the same way. There have been days when I thought when it was time to exercise, I could not lift one leg up. I just couldn't do it. But when I got up and did it anyway, within a few minutes, I was into the routine. And that is when I learned that resistance is not real. Not really. So you have to put your energy into it to give it life and to give it strength. And so what you have to realize is that you have to notice how quickly time goes by and how long you've been telling yourself you're going to do a certain thing. And so when I speak like this and speak from the heart, I want you to be encouraged, because I don't want you to give up, because this is time number 75 that you've tried it and you're still not there. Who cares? If your desire is to be at a certain weight, to have a certain healthy lifestyle, to have a certain wealthy lifestyle, it doesn't matter how many times you try. Just keep going. And don't fall in the trap to think, well, God must not want me to have it because I don't have it. That's not true. Beloved, listen, all things pertaining to life and godliness have already been granted to us. We know that. But the key is you must allow it into your life. You have to allow it into your life. So even when I ask myself the question, I don't say, well, how can I earn, you know, $1 million? The question is, how can I allow that in my life? Because the moment that there is an earnest and true desire, knowing that you're supposed to be in a status like that because of what you know you're here to do, because of the impact you know that you are called to make, right? The moment that you realize that, it's already given. That's why the scripture tells us to ask and it is given. Ask and it is given, right? Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. So when you, the moment that you ask, is already given. So the part that we're missing is we don't know how to allow it into our lives because of the way that we live, because of the things that we have experienced, because of the rejection and the disappointment that we faced in our lives in the past. We don't know how to let it in. So our practice, as we are in this whole realm, looking at this supernatural realm, the supernatural power going beyond and above the natural, I want to say this again because it bears repeating. It doesn't matter if this is your 75th time trying, your 100th time trying. Keep going. Don't give up. Don't give up at all. Keep going. It doesn't matter. You know, I was looking over some prophetic words that was spoken into my life, and I'm looking at some of them have come to pass, some of them have not come to pass. I'm not going to stop, and I'm not going to give up because it hasn't come to pass yet. See, beloved, all of that is the trick of the natural realm. All of that is a trick of the realm of appearance to get you to make a conclusion that things are not working and they're not having. So this is my third time repeating it again, because this I want to get into your spirit. It doesn't matter if you've been trying the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I don't care how long you've been trying. Keep fighting to get out. Keep fighting to get out. Keep moving forward. Keep going forward. And really, that is why the scripture tells us that we must fight the good fight of faith. because that's where the fight is. You're not fighting the devil. You're not even fighting demons at this point. Really and truly, your fight is to allow that faith that is in your heart to be stirred and activated in such a way that it begins to yield an awesome result. So with all that we have been given, just make a decision that you want to live better. That's all. Just make the decision that, you know what? I can live better than I'm living. I can live a lot better than I'm living. I can do a lot better than I'm doing. And I'm going to keep moving and I'm going to keep going forward. So many of you today, you may be in that place where you're looking into the mirror of meaning and you're looking right into your eyes. And we all have to do that. Go get in that mirror, look right into your eyes, look into your own soul and say, what's up? What's going on? Why aren't we moving? Why aren't we taking action steps? Why aren't we getting out in a bigger way? We all get to a place like that. And I'm telling you, you have to just trick your brain by just moving into action without thinking and putting thought into the action you're taking. Because when we start thinking so much about what we're getting ready to do, that's when resistance kicks in. So how do we do this? Let me map this out in a few steps and we're wrapping up. When you make your annual plan, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, and some of you on this line, you've never even done that. You've never made a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan for your life. You never sat down and wrote the vision and made it plain. And you wonder why things are not happening and not moving. We've not gotten specific about what we want. We're just taking life however it comes. But no, you have too much power. You've been called to more than just that. If you are in the same place doing the same thing that you've been doing for the last 20, 30 years, it's time for an upgrade. It's time for an upgrade. It's time to do more. All of us have our foundational piece that we are doing, our foundational activity, our foundational use of our gifts. We've all tapped into that now. It's time to add to that. It's time to expand to that. That is why we talked about lengthening our cords and getting ready, you know, to stretch out and stake our claim. Because it's time to expand. It's time for that expansion to take place in your life. Now, you don't have to be a powerhouse. You don't have to be a multimillionaire. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that, come on, it's time to move and to do a little bit more. So now I'm speaking specifically to baby boomers. Baby boomers right now, we're anywhere from 50 to almost 80 years old, right? And so as baby boomers, we have lived a lot of years already. We're 50, 60, 70 something years old by now, right? And so you might be thinking that you've done all that there is to do. And so, you know, when you're young, you don't think about things like we do on this end, that this is all I've done. I haven't done a whole lot. You know, I got married, I raised some children, you know, and I went to work. And now I'm in the role of grandma or great-grandma or great-grandpa, right? But there's still more that we can do. My whole message to you today in a nutshell, don't give up yet. It's not over. It's not finished. Still, allow that dream that's in your heart to come to fruition. Sit down and write that plan out. When you write out your annual plan, and you break it down into your 30-day plan, and you set those goals. Once you do that, you've got to start taking action without thinking about the action you're taking. You just have to get up and do it. I heard a person say this. I don't remember the person's name, so please forgive me. But I heard her say that she was in such a deep depression. Nothing was going right in her life. She was out of work. She was broke, whatever. And so one day she said she was laying down and she was, something was on television and I think NASA was sending a rocket ship off and she heard the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take off, right? And all of a sudden, that hit her spirit. This is what I love about who we are and how messages come to us. Something as simple as that spoke a profound message where nobody prayed for her, laid hands on her, cast the demon out. Nobody did anything. She heard something that resonated in her spirit, and she asked this question. She said, gee, I wonder what my life would be like if I just counted down and took off like a rocket ship. So she said the next morning she tried it. When the alarm clock went off, she says, I'm not going to hit the snooze button. I'm not going to do any of that. You know how we do that. And when that alarm clock went off, she said, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and jumped out of bed. And from that point, she was able to turn her entire life around. Now, there's a lot of scientific evidence that's been proven that how that works. I've tried that myself, and it really does work if you want to just get into action, bypass your brain. Now, it doesn't work for you to count up. You have to count down, because if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you'll keep counting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You have to count down, and when you count down, just get up, get into action, get moving, and you will see, you will bypass your brain. You will bypass resistance. You will bypass all the negative self-talk that tries to talk you out of doing what you need to do. So when you take that look in the mirror of meaning, and you make that commitment that this is your time to do it, make your plan, and let's move forward and take action, because your world, your community, your people, they're waiting for the next version of you. My people are waiting for the next version of me, meaning that there is more that I have to give. I am not done yet. One of the things that we want to start doing very soon is that I feel very strongly about this. I just want to have a weekly transformation gathering where people come in for about 90 minutes and they can get that healing, that deliverance, that transformation, whatever you want to call it, because I know that we need that support. Everybody needs that support. No, I don't want to quote unquote pastor in that sense, but I know that I have a calling and a responsibility to people all over the world to be that transformation catalyst, to be that person, that vehicle that is standing there to help them get over into their next place. That's our time this morning, beloved. Pray for me. Pray for our communities. I am so blessed to be in these communities with you, and we want to move out and just start those weekly gatherings where people are getting what they need and then going out and doing what they are called to do. So we thank you so much for gathering, and we will see you next month, the first Monday in May. You see, this year is really, really moving forward. And we want to get busy. Can you believe we're already in April? But just keep going. Keep moving. I love you guys so much. And I guess next month we're going to open up these lines. I haven't spoken to you all in quite some time. And so we'll do that next time. All right. I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day, your week, your month. And let's just keep moving and not be weary and well-doing, because you will reap if you faint not. Bye now. Have a blessed day. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.